A task force set up by the governor's office spent months looking at reducing waste and boosting recycling in Wisconsin. Sue Bangert of the DNR says the committee's 20 recommendations are more than nibbling around the edges.
I think we're talking about taking another big bite, if you will, out of the waste stream, preventing certain materials from getting into the waste stream, using materials that had been thought of as waste as a resource for others in terms of manufacturing. Construction and demolition waste is an example of that.
Bangert says clean wood from construction sites can be ground into mulch. Drywall can be spread on farm fields instead of using fertilizer. The task force also wants to ban the landfilling or burning of televisions, computers, and toxic waste from rechargeable batteries. State Representative Spencer Black co-authored Wisconsin's recycling law more than 15 years ago. The Madison Democrat says he'd be glad to see tighter controls on disposing electronic equipment.
These things have a very short lifespan. They seem to become obsolete before you turn around, and a lot of them are getting thrown away. They contain a number of toxic materials, which could be recycled and reused profitably instead of being landfilled.
The Recycling Task Force did not endorse Black's plan to raise solid waste dumping fees in Wisconsin, saying its recommendations can be financed by the state's recycling fund, which gets money from a tax on businesses and a dumping fee surcharge. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.